I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
We got to stop down and give Big Dumper some love here.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Well, he's having, I mean.
It's his moment.
It is his moment, and yet he's not going to win the MVP. That's going to be Aaron Judge, which is a shame. But, I mean, he is having he is having the best offensive season for a catcher in the history of Major League Baseball.
Well, there's that, but he won the home run derby. Also got a, I don't know if you saw this, but he got an endorsement deal with Honey Bucket. He is now.
He's the dumper?
Yes.
He's in the porta potty business.
The Big Dumper is in the porta potty biz.
Huh.
And boy, dude.
I can't say I knew that.
Can you get a better fit for an endorsement
that's
with
synergy.
An athlete than that?
No.
That's fantastic.
Probably not. But, I mean, look, they're going to pay you a bunch of money. You do it. But isn't it weird to be the spokesman for...
Well, it's not weird. It's funny.
It's funny. Would you rather be the spokesman for boner pills or...
I mean,
porta potties.
I don't know. Like,
what about like toilet paper? What if Charmin wanted him?
Yeah, there you go. Hmm. Wipe that big old dumper.
Is he going to do exclusively ass related? So he's got Honey Bucket, and then you're right, the Charmin, and then he's going to move over to Preparation H.
You could put him in some like Duluth or Tommy John's like men's briefs or something.
Oh, there you go.
You know?
Yeah, I think they have pants now that are supposed to like shape your ass. It's like shapewear for men, and it lifts and separates.
Separates?
Yeah, I think.
Why do we want that?
Because it makes you look like you got a bigger, like a voluptuous ass.
Well, why do we want that?
Because that apparently that's what people
I
want.
I thought we were supposed to have tight asses.
I don't think so. I think big
ass. You got a great ass!
I think big asses are in.
Huh.
I think that's what it's about.
Yeah, so he on his official, Instagram or something?
Sure.
He had a, they posted a video of him coming out of a Honey Bucket, and he's got a Honey Bucket shirt and hat on, announcing the big partnership, a leader in portable sanitation services.
Boy, again, what a weird thing. I just took a giant S in this Honey Bucket. I'm Cal Raleigh, and when I'm on the road and I have to take a dump and I see a Honey Bucket.
Yeah, I think that's what, see, I'm excited to see what they do with this.
I would hope they're going to have some
fun
with this.
Yeah, exactly. So the partnership says they will include appearances, exclusive content, and promotional campaigns.
What?
Yes, he's going to be hanging out at the Honey Buckets.
The big Honey Bucket conference next year.
Or like at the Honey Bucket portion of the golf tour. Or, you know, whatever.
Next time you go to a big event, you're at the Masters, yeah. Cal is greeting people on their way into the pisser.
Yes. He's signing autographs at the Honey Buckets.
I can't think
That's
of a...
He's freaking, signing your ass cheek?
It's freaking great.
I just can't think of any place that I would... That isn't better to go see someone other than a Honey Bucket. Like,
yeah, but that would get people to go to the Honey Buckets.
Boy,
you know,
I'm hoping that it's just a ceremonial Honey Bucket, like, you know,
nah, man.
Not in use.
You have to go in the Honey Bucket to have him sign your
boy.
He's sitting in there.
Find me a more offensive place to be than on a nice hot summer day in a Honey Bucket at a golf course or a festival. And you walk into that, dude, that is like the seventh concentric circle
of
hell.
Well, it can be. It depends if it's just been serviced or not. Sometimes when they're serviced, they smell fine. But there are other times when they haven't been touched in a while, and it's bad. And listen, I don't know about you, but this is a question that needs to be asked.
Yeah.
Every time I go into a porta potty or a honey bucket, I have to look down in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't.
You should.
I don't want to see
You
want to
look away, but you can't not take
a peek. Yeah. Does that happen
I
to you guys?
I think that happens to people.
I mean, I
Yeah, I get where you're going.
You know what I'm saying?
I get where
you're
going.
Like, I want to see what I'm dealing with here. And if it's just blue water...
Then it's never...
It's great.
It's never just blue
water.
Well,
sometimes it's not.
It's not.
I'm
telling you.
You see other people's... The state of their poo, and
it's the worst. That area, it's the worst spot in the world. If you were to, this goes back to, if you were to drop your phone, is there a worse place on earth to drop your telephone than in a well-used honey bucket?
A pit of snakes?
I would rather go into the pit of snakes.
Well, you're not getting it from the honey bucket.
No.
And you're not getting it from the pit of snakes.
I'd get it from a pit of snakes.
Would you?
Yeah.
What if you dropped it in the ocean? Well, I mean, you're not getting it.
Well, that's
it's gone.
No, but I'm just saying, like, from
where you could reach it,
where it's reasonable that I could get it. Like, again, if I drop in the lake and it's, you know, 5-6 feet down, I'm going in the water and going down and getting it. Hmm. It goes into a honey bucket and it's just sitting there, and that's $1,000 phone. Guess what? That's done. I'm not getting it. No.
That's what if, wait.
It's the worst place.
Well, I guess, nah, well. What if you have, like on mine, I have the little back thing with a credit card and my driver's license and stuff.
It's all gone.
What about that? That can all be replaced.
It's all gone. It's all gone.
Yeah, I'm not.
No.
Yeah, because then even if you get it out of there, how do you sanitize it?
You don't. Knowing no. It's just, it's the worst place. And now Cal Raleigh is the spokesman for that. Kudos to him for having fun with it, but let's not try to make Honey Bucket.
I've got the poo in my hands.
Let's not try to make Honey Bucket in any way cool or...
Hey man,
or fun.
They're well.
There's nothing about those that are.
They're
fun.
Well on their way to making it fun. I don't know about cool, but making it fun with a big dumper endorsement. The last great athlete endorsement fit like this that we saw was freaking David Beckham and fish sticks.
David Beckham and fish sticks.
What? Don't you remember that?
No.
Freaking great.
Was selling fish sticks
because it's like fish and chips or something.
How about Tom Brady? And Uggs.
Yeah.
Wasn't that
Stetson cologne?
I remember that. I always liked it when Tiger did Buick. as if Tiger Woods. I like when it's so absurd. Tiger Woods for Buick, Blake Griffin for Kia. Like
Joe Namath and pantyhose.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that one.
That was a famous one.
Yeah.
Did you know that Muhammad Ali once endorsed roach traps?
Did he really?
Yeah.
The best ads,
would you do a roach trap endorsement?
Yeah, I'd do a roach trap.
So would I. I'd be like, yeah,
there were a couple college kids, basketball players, last names Roach and Bug, and they did a bug killing campaign this year.
Uh-huh.
I always like when you go back and you see the old ads of athletes that are doing like cigarettes. Those are the ones, or like amphetamines. They're literally doing amphetamine ads, and they're like, amphetamines give me the steady hand I need to go out and hit 350. And, you know, Joe DiMaggio, like, my brand is his Camels. And he's just ripping heaters. I miss those days. I want to bring back those.
Apparently, Wilt Chamberlain once endorsed children's laxatives.
What?
Yeah. Wilt, you know, that's a good spokesman for that, right?
Children's laxatives?
That's right.
Why not just, like, get a doctor?
Somebody's got to do it. Yeah, would you rather have some doctor or Wilt Chamberlain?
Is your kid having trouble pooping? Talk to Wilt Chamberlain about it.
Wilt was just cashing checks, dude.
I'm not blaming him for taking the money. I just don't know why they wanted him.
I mean, yeah, if someone is
Wilt,
if someone's throwing enough at you, you're like, yeah, I'll support some child laxatives. I mean, is your kid not? Well, where's Cal Raleigh with that? You know, I have a big dumper, but kids, you know, taking dumps is no laughing matter, especially when you're constipated. Try Youth Laxatives Plus, the brand that I personally recommend to unclog little kids everywhere. It writes itself.
You think they'll deliver honey buckets to his house?
He just
leaves them around.
He's got one in the side. Oh man.
Whoa!
No one in the history of toilets has ever been happy to go in a honey bucket. Ever.
Well, I've listen, dude, the Port-a-Johns, they can be lifesavers, sometimes you are happy to go to see one. They're
it's an emergency. You're not like, oh,
well,
yeah,
I mean, I'm happy to see it. I'm happy that it's there. I want to go in there. I can't get in there fast enough.
That is true.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
I'm trying to look at the strangest athlete endorsements ever.
Well, I just gave you three of them.
I know. I'm just seeing what else is out there. Yeah, right here. Bleacher Report.
All right, where is Oregon among the biggest spenders in college football?
Tim Tebow did anti-abortion. That's weird.
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
He also performed circumcisions.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Tim Tebow went on a mission to the Philippines where he performed circumcisions on little boys.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Boy, that's not creepy. What is that about?
It's factual. He's doing the Lord's work.
Well, but what? Like, so the doctor holds it and you just snip it?
You cut it. I don't know why, but yeah, I do remember.
Why
that,
would you do that?
That's like a Christian missionary thing. I don't know, man.
What?
You're asking the wrong. Apparently, you're cutting third world penis in the name of God. I'm not
bunch
here
of
to,
weirdos.
I'm not here to ask questions. I'm just I'm
like, you couldn't just feed a few people or
right. There's a lot of ways to help people. Cutting penis skin, pretty far down the list.
Feels a need, I guess.
Odd. Very odd. I didn't know that about Tebow, and he was already very low.
I think it was like while he was a college quarterback. I think he did this over a summer, and it was when everyone's like, oh, he's the greatest human being in the history of the world.
Is he?
Well, no, but that's what ESPN was saying.
Hey, man.
Dropped a few pegs on my board.
Those kids needed circumcisions, I guess.
That's what doctors are for.
Well, do you really need a circumcision? Like, why are third world kids like in need of circumcisions and they can't get them?
It's a great question.
Because I'm pretty sure that it's not necessary. That seems to be more of a cosmetic religious sort of thing, but
weird. All right, where is Oregon among the biggest spenders in college football for the upcoming season? We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.